Well, Remembrance Day is coming up, and in the age of COVID, there's been a lot of discussion on how to properly commemorate Remembrance Day this year. Is it at a cenotaph? Is it at home, privately? Terry Kelly, Canadian music icon, East Coast star, says just a pittance of time will do it. And he has a Facebook page and a Facebook group called Operation A Pittance of Time. He's going to talk about it with us right now. Terry, first off, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Well, thank you for your interest, Wade. It's great to be with you.
Let's talk about Operation A Pittance of Time. Where did this all come from?
Well, it's kind of been on the back burner for a long time. My manager, business partner, and brother, Tony Kelly, and I have been talking about this for a long time, to say, wouldn't it be neat if you could stop the whole, have the whole country stop at 11 on the 11th hour of the 11th day of 11th of the 11th month every year? And so it's a big dream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we noticed that, you know, after the Afghanistan War, even people who attended the ceremonies at the cenotaph, that was dropping off a bit. And then this year, last year we decided we'd go with it this year. And then COVID hit. And COVID actually kind of really ramped it up again. It was, I guess, aside from the people who were ill with who have experienced COVID, the focus on being home and a focus on paying attention a little more to what's going on around us kind of pushed this a little bit more to the forefront, you know. So to finish the idea, we had this idea that if people are unable to make it to the cenotaph, which is the case this year, and how can we figure out a way to have them to express gratitude, to say, what does freedom mean to me here in Canada? And so we said, let's just ask people to take a pittance of time. And initially, that was 2 minutes when I wrote the song first. But now we're saying, if you can take 30 seconds, great. If you can do 60, if you can do 90. And we're partnering with the Canadian Walk for Veterans out on the West Coast. And Mark Birchall, who's one of the leaders out there with that group, he said, Terry, you know, 2 hours could be a pittance of time for someone who's retired and wanted to do something with veterans or serving military men and women or people experiencing PTSD, all of that. So 2 hours could be. So what can you afford, even if it's 30 seconds? And 30 seconds isn't too little. And the idea is if you're driving your car, set your timer on your phone a minute before 11, wherever you're in Canada, you turn off your radio and you get ready, you know, at 11 o'clock, and you take 30 seconds and you feel gratitude for being a Canadian. What does freedom mean to me? What in your life can you be grateful for? And the idea was to connect it personally with each person and then have that connect back to the people who made all the sacrifices, whether it was the ultimate sacrifice or just being there for us in a flood, for the COVID thing, for whatever our servicemen and women do, you know.
And they go through so much. They really do. And have you had members of your family, I'm sure you have, that have served? I know I do, and have heard some of the stories, not all of them, but I've heard plenty of them.
I just found out, a month ago, my dad's father was fought in the First World War.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it. And then I have two uncles. And here's the big thing. I mean, that's important, of course. But in my life, so I'm from St. John's, Newfoundland. I like to tell people I'm from overseas, right? So anyway, when I was a kid, I went to the Halifax School for the Blind, which doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately. But when I was there, a lot of the teachers, house parents, became my surrogate parents because I was away from home for, you know, almost 10 months every year. And a lot of them were retired Army, Air Force, Navy men and women. And so these parents, these surrogate parents of mine, became very important in my life. And that's really what inspired the writing of A Pittance of Time, because I think you probably know the story about being in a drugstore and there was a man who didn't want to, my wife and I were on our way to the cenotaph and got caught in traffic. And anyway, we went into the drugstore to get some, my wife had just had a knee operation. So we wanted to get some support, went in there, and holy smokes, it was 2 minutes to 11 when we got in there. And we said, we're going to miss the cenotaph. So to our delight, the manager of the store said, over the PA system, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please join my staff and me for 2 minutes of silence for our veterans and our serving men and women. And I thought, wow, a big joint like this stopping the flow of commerce, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so 11 comes, everybody goes dead quiet, except one man who wanted to finish his transaction with the wife. And he was, you know, young clerk, and he was calling out and said, no, I want that one over there. He's pointing at something. I don't know what it was. So he's top of his voice. 20 seconds go by. I put my finger to my lips. I go, shh. I don't think he was really impressed, but he did leave the store before the time was up. And as he was going out the door, I heard this little voice, little girl, 8, 9 years old, saying, Daddy, that was embarrassing. You were supposed to be quiet. And I thought, isn't that cool? A little girl teaching an adult, her father, to have the courage to teach an adult about respect. And here's the thing, Wade, is that teachers in our schools have to be credited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have ceremonies every year, and they instill that whatever it is into the hearts of kids who take it seriously. Even though they've never experienced war, it's there. They have a sense of it in some way. And that's the idea of Operation The Pittance of Time. How can we have this feeling of gratitude in someone's heart so they can connect it back to the serving people, serving men and women, as well as the retired veterans and those who died?
Very much so. That's a good place to wrap things up. Terry, thank you so much for what you're doing. We'll be playing the song Remembrance Day over and over again because it's meaningful. And we really appreciate what you've been doing with this operation.
Well, I thank you very much. And I want to celebrate you for your rucksack initiative.
Yes, the rucksack march.
See, we all play our part in different ways, right? And that's another good thing, where every individual, no matter what you do, there's nothing too small, nothing too that's bigger than any little thing that someone does. It all counts cumulatively, you know, in the end.
There's so many of us that if everybody does a little something, it becomes something great and something large.
Exactly. And so imagine the whole country taking a pittance of time in every time zone across the country coming in the future. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
I certainly hope so. Terry, thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for your interest.
That is Terry Kelly, and the Pittance of Time operation is on Facebook. You can find it, and of course, listen to the song.